Good morning. This is your daily inspirational this morning. I want to bless the Lord this morning and ask that you would consider this morning the mercy he has shown you this morning to rise up and to see another day and the glory of it. I would have a few thoughts here. Probably won't be a real long devotional, but maybe just the sometimes shorter ones with some good thinking are just as valuable as some long drawn out with many words. So I ran across this here this week. Probably not a totally new thought, but it was just something that got my attention a little bit, and I wanted to maybe expound on it a little. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, I will read it. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with a feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So I'm sure most of you have heard this verse many times over, and maybe it gets a little bit repetitive in your ear. Or maybe you've thought about it many times, and maybe you've meditated on it more than I. But I caught another another verse in Matthew and Luke, and it's when the devil took Jesus from the wilderness. And remember in Hebrews it said he was tempted in all points like as we are. And I just noticed a couple things here. As Jesus was fasting in Matthew chapter 4, verse 2, it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Kind of a small task, if you think about that, in the sense of him being able to call upon the Father for anything that he desired, he could have. But it was a setup, and Jesus knew it, and he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So there was a temptation here, and Jesus followed through with a victory. He used the word of God, and therein he found the solution for the devil for that temptation. Now, the next verse says, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. That was what caught my eye this round as I read those verses. The devil took him up. It appears that the devil took him there. He basically... I'm not sure about what it means here, but he had jurisdiction in the sense that he had the ability to take Jesus up there. You know, you think about this a little bit. Jesus knew he was a tempter. Jesus knew that he was talking to the master deceiver, and he was withstanding him. Yet, the devil took him, and I was just thinking about that in the light of our experiences There are times where we get put in certain situations, and I believe the devil pulls them into our lives. He somewhat sets us up, and as we get set up, it was really the devil that drew us into the trap, or the potential trap. But from there, you have a response. And just like Jesus had a response, he had to respond. And if you'll examine his response, he used the word of God, and he honored his father. Man shall not live only by bread, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of who? Of God. So he brought the language in here and rebuked Satan. The devil knew who God was. He knew there was still a war there. And then in the next temptation, after the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Think about this. He sat him up there. This is the part that I was marveling about. I might just pay attention there. And he told him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus again responded, you know, the devil used the same tactic here. He said, it is written. And Jesus also used the same tactic. He said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And what he was doing here is showing him that there was a balance to that truth. There was a balance to the written. See, what the devil quoted was at least a partial truth. It was written. But Jesus said unto him, it is written again. So there's another spot that is written. And this helps bring the truth to the matter of the verse you just quoted, is basically what he said. Let's go read Psalms 91, verse 11 and 12, where the devil had quoted. It says, verse 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And it's interesting how the devil, he used this psalm to try to cause Jesus to trip up. And from there, the devil took him up yet another time into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He said, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. You know, there's something here that I want to remind us of. The devil is a liar, and he is the father of all lies. And here he was, again, holding Jesus under his grip. And told him all these kingdoms I'll give you, and all the glory of them. You know, the devil couldn't do that anyways. It was a big lie. Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." My brothers and sisters, friends, the thing I want you to carry out today, the thing that I want you to have power over, is that when temptation comes our way, that we have the written word in our hearts, we have the written law of love upon us, that we would rather suffer in light than prosper in darkness. And the next time you're tempted to say, nobody understands, nobody else has it like I have it, just repent. Jesus was tempted in every point, like as you. He was victorious, and so can you be victorious. It is possible by the blood of the Lamb. If you have fervent love for your Savior, to walk in that true victory in the grace of God. May God bless your day.